When she went home, told her mother-in-law. She says, "You go lay down, my daughter. That man won't rest tomorrow until he does something about this." And she was right. Well, but she didn't know Boaz. But she's going to marry him if that's the way it worked out and her mom-in-law could work it. She did. Next morning, he got up and sat in the gate and he called that near kinsman. He got the elders first and said, "Sit down here." And then when that old kinsman come out nearer to Naomi and her family than he was, "Host that you want, sit down here." Said, "Naomi brought Ruth back and she don't have a husband. And you know the law says that the nearest kinsman has got to take the wife and raise up an heir to that dead man, that his name don't be blotted out." He said, "Oh my Lord, it would ruin my inheritance if I took another wife." He probably had a wife already, was jealous. He couldn't take on another one. And under the law of God, then you could have another one. Would you like that, sister? Would any of you sisters like that? Not very well. Well, his wife didn't like it either. So he threw his shoe over his shoulder. He says, "You can do something about it." Well, that's just what he wanted to do. He said, "You heard that, elders." He said, "Then I'll have to take Ruth." Well, she became his wife. You said, "Well, she didn't have nothing to say about it." No, but she was willing. That's the spirit that you got to have, is that submission. You got that old stubborn spirit. God can't work nothing out in your life but a bunch of trouble. Just give you plagues and trouble. All you can handle. You should submit to God and his will, then God can work it out for you. So then he had went and broke the news to Naomi. She arranged the marriage. And Ruth married Boaz. He was about 20 years older than her. But don't you think she loved him? Yes, she did. Don't you think he loved her? Yes, he did. Why? Because you can love who you want to love. Sit around, "Oh, I don't want to love him." You can love him if you want to. Good Lord, have mercy. God's will, love him. Praise the Lord. There's another young lady in the Bible. Book's named after Esther. These two young women. Chapter 1 of Esther. King Ahasuerus had a queen named Vashti. She was rebellious. She was one of them old rebellious women. Wouldn't do what he told her to do. So he had a great feast and wanted all of his lords and princes and all the power of the kingdom there to this feast to come out and see her beauty. She wouldn't come. Oh, Lord, he flew into a rage. So he, verse 12, said, Queen Vashti refused to come. And the king said to the wise men, which knew the times, and named all these here, said, "What shall we do with Queen Vashti according to the law?" Verse 16, Memucan answered before the king and the princes, said, "Vashti the queen has not only done wrong to the king only, but to all the princes and to all the people that are in all the provinces of the king Ahasuerus. For the deed of the queen shall come abroad unto all women, so that they shall despise their husbands in their eyes, and it shall be reported, the king Ahasuerus commanded Vashti the queen to be brought, but she didn't come, and all the ladies of Persian media will say this day unto all the king's princes which have heard of the deed, they'll say the same thing, and there arise too much contempt and wrath. Now let a royal decree be made." Verse 20 says, "When the king's decree which he shall be published, all the wives shall give honor to their husbands, both to small and great." Praise God. And take that royal estate away from that queen and give it to another girl better than she. So the saying pleased the king, and they sent the letters to all the king's provinces and the writing thereof in every man's language, that the men should bear rule in his own house, and that it should be published according to the language of every people. And there it was established that men should rule in their homes, because the women started this uprising real quick, and it was quelled very shortly. All right, God was getting Esther ready. Esther was one of those captive Jews, and Mordecai was her uncle, but he'd become her father because her parents were dead when she was a baby. And he'd raised her up. And here he began to take this young lady and groom her to be the next queen of this empire. It was a world empire. And he put her into a position that she could be wife to King Ahasuerus and chosen above all the other maidens in the empire. And God worked it out because she would listen to her uncle. Do you think she loved old King Ahasuerus? Yes. And the Bible said he loved Esther. Praise God. And I'll tell you right now, you can love who you want to love, and you can hate who you want to hate, and you can behave yourself and submit to God, or you can be a rebel against God's will and go on your life, on your way, miserable, and wondering what in the world's the matter with me. Seem like some people are happy, and I'm always miserable, because you won't submit to nothing God says to do. You can find happiness when you submit to God's will. Now, to show you in conclusion how the New Testament verifies all of this, in 1 Corinthians, the 7th chapter, Paul is writing here about the conditions under which men and their wives should, well, how they should conduct themselves under certain conditions, such as prayer and fasting and other things related to spiritual benefits, as well as their conduct in the home and between them and their family. But when he gets down to the virgins, now, you find that in verses 36 and 37, 1 Corinthians 7, he says, if any man think that he behaveth himself uncomely toward his virgin, if she pass the flower of her age and need so require, let him do what he will, he sinneth not, let her marry. Now he's writing to fathers here about having daughters that are virgins. But nevertheless, he that standeth steadfast in his heart, having no necessity, but hath power over his own will, and has so decreed in his heart that he will keep his virgin, doeth well. So then he that giveth her in marriage doeth well. A father that gives his daughter in marriage doeth well. But he that giveth her not in marriage doeth better. See, parents are the ones to arrange the marriages for their children, or as it was back in the Bible days, men of God would arrange those marriages. And all through the Bible, there's nothing more evidence than the fact that the elders arranged the marriages of the younger people, and it was a victorious and successful thing. Just in conclusion now, one more young man. 2 Chronicles 24. Joash was 7 years old when he began to reign. He reigned 40 years in Jerusalem, and he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord all the days of Jehoiada the priest. He had a good preacher. He had a good man of God over him. Now listen to the results of it. Jehoiada, verse 3, took for him 2 wives, and he begat sons and daughters. Who chose the wives of this young man that was only 7 when he began to reign? He was of the royal seed, or the royal household of David. He was one of David's great-great-great-great-great-grandsons. He was in the lineage of Christ. Who was it chose his wife? It wasn't him. It was the man of God, Jehoiada, that was over him in the Lord. And he chose for him 2 wives. And he begat sons and daughters. And he didn't choose them at 7. He waited till he got old enough to be married. And the